This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, with more tickets to Best of All to win. Someone on this show has blagged something big time. Why are shops so hot? And Chris Stark is in a boat near the Arctic Circle with no luggage and wearing the same clothes that he's been wearing for 2 days. Oh, and also, if there's a thunderstorm tonight, some advice for you. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1's Summer
of Festivals.
OK, we've got two callers. Only one of them is going to Best of All on Radio 1's Summer of Festivals. Kelly on line one, where are you?
Hi, Worcester.
In Worcester. Oh, my caller yesterday was from Worcester, one of them. Are you excited?
Yeah.
OK, will this be your first time at Best of All?
Yes, it will.
OK, you've been to any festivals before?
No, it's
going to
be my first.
Oh, wow. this could be extra special. Jack's on two. Hello, Jack.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Helston in Cornwall.
Would this be your first time?
My second time, yeah.
At Best of All?
Yeah.
OK, good. So did you go when it was Isle of Wight?
Yeah, I went it last year.
OK. Bit of a trek for you, but not actually too bad, up to Dorset if you won this. Who do you want to see?
I want to see Annie Mac, Andy C, XX.
Okay, cool. Right, so here's what's going to happen. You've probably heard this already. We have a game of playing or not playing at Best of All this year. So you tell me if the act, artist or band are playing or not playing. You've both got to get it right for the game to continue. But if one gets it wrong and the other gets it right, then obviously the person that gets it right will win the tickets. If you both get it wrong, we keep on going. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got 5 seconds each to answer with playing or not playing. The first answer you give will be final. This is for weekend camping tickets at Best of All. I need you to be really clear with your answer. Like I said, it's the... Well, do answer as well. Don't just leave it blank. And the first answer you give is the final one. OK.
OK.
Right. So, Kelly, here we go. Are Imagine Dragons playing or not playing at Best of All?
Not playing.
It's correct, they are not playing, so you're right. Jack?
Yep.
Are the Amazons playing?
No.
So you're saying not playing?
Yeah.
Okay, say playing or not playing either time.
Not playing.
But you are also correct. So we move on to round two. Oh, hello. What's that weird noise? Okay, let's continue. Kelly,
yeah.
Are Justice playing Best of All?
Not playing.
You're saying not playing. That is actually the wrong answer. They are playing.
No.
It's okay, though, because you might not be out yet. Jack's got to get this right. And then he's going. Jack.
Yep.
You're the one with the dodgy line.
Sorry.
Okay, I hope I can hear you. Is Rag and Bone Man playing Best of All?
Are playing, yes.
You're saying playing?
Yes.
You're right. And this is going to be your second year at Best of All.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take?
Pardon?
Who are you going to take?
I don't know yet.
Right, yeah, I asked that question yesterday. I don't think I'll do it again. Listen, thank you very much for playing from Cornwall. Sort your phone out. And... we'll see you there. Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
You fit me, telling me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. Nova mabigando, poquito, poquito. Cuando tu me reza, con esa estresa. Fecura malisa, con delicadeza.
Despacito, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. Hasta que el sol es grito y hay vendido. Hago que me sigo, sé que te consigo.
Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. Nova mabigando.
mi boca tus los caras favoritos. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Despacito. The key, the commitment to singing was strong, wasn't it? That was Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber and Scott Mills with their version of Despacito on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Okay, we today have something to say to all clothes shops all over the UK. Today, in much of the United Kingdom, is on average 25 degrees or hotter with full sun. Why are your changing rooms so hot? Why do you need to do it? I can't stand this. I went shopping earlier in the week with my mate and she wanted some new trainers or something, so I thought I'll try on a few things as well. Actually had to walk out, had a proper leak on. In fact, okay, let's say for instance the one down the road from here, the shop, big shop that rhymes with bop shop. It's 29 degrees outside in London today, which means I'm saying it's at least 49 degrees in your changing rooms. In fact, the whole shop is boiling. Just turn it down. Put some kind of aircon on or a fan or something. This is not just me that thinks this. A couple of girls and a couple of boys who all work on the show are saying the same thing today. I can't go shopping at this time of year. Also, I'm looking at you, the shop that rhymes with Wara. Just because your shop is Spanish, I don't need the temperatures to match, thanks.
Scott Mills.
I'm getting some good knowledge from you, not actually, for actual cold shops, of which there are very few. Vicky's been on. She goes, go to Wara at the Trafford Centre in Manchester. It's like a fridge. OK, noted, next time I'm in Manchester. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Are you feeling this?
Awful.
So hot in the shops. What's going on?
I have had a terrible experience in this heat in the shop, trying on a pair of Spanx in a popular department store called Slevenham. I literally thought that's how it was going to end, that's how I was going to die. It was awful. I got them up to my knees, took them off, done, out.
Right, so you're trying on Spanx in Slevenham, so we've all done it, and you feel like you're about to pass out?
Literally, thought that was going to be the end.
Imagine that if that was actually the end in the women's changing room at Debenhams.
Not how you want to be found, is it?
It's nobody not ideal, really, no.
Snake Mills.
Okay, we need to stop that. Can we change them back, please?
Scott Mills.
Actually, gyms as well are ridiculous. Kieran from Belfast, never mind the shots, what about the gym? After a workout right now, you have a shower, get fully cleaned, finish your shower, start getting dressed, and then, boom, you're sweating all over again. It's true. Oh, here we go, Johnny off Leeds. Not being funny, Mills, but shut up. It's hot and it's lovely. Enjoy it while it's here. I'm talking about shops, though. They're like 30 degrees hotter.
This is
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Someone says, snakes love the heat, Scott. You should feel right at home in the changing room. Oh, all right. When is this going to end? We're going to speak to Chris for Bangers at 2:40. I believe he's in the Arctic Circle right now, which I'm looking forward to hearing about. And I think they've lost all the luggage. So we'll speak to Stark in about 10 minutes. He needs to get over this Saturday Kitchen thing. There'll be other opportunities, you know. Now that I've mentioned the changing rooms, obviously now I need to mention the people that are really, really hot who are listening to this show at the moment. People, for instance, who are chefs or kitchen workers listening to us right now, literally in a puddle of their own juices. Because so hot. And also, we always get a surprising amount of messages from them every single summer on Radio 1. All of the glass blowers listening to the show. There's a surprising amount of them. I don't know why.
Scott Mills.
Okay, brace everyone. Here's a Chris Stark update.
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've got my Tune of the Week from Nick Jonas coming up and also Christine and the Queens off of Magic Markers. Hello, Chris. Oh, don't. He's on a boat at the moment. He's on some kind of sailing boat. I'll tell you what, I'll speak to our caller, Matt. Have we lost him? Okay, I'm going to go to another track because I do need to speak to Chris. Basically, he's in the middle of... I just spoke to him off air. He's in the middle of a sea. I was like, what sea? He was like, I don't know. So this could be good. And I think... Well, he's on a sailing boat with like 15 other people, but it's one of those, as he just told me, where you have to do everything yourself. Proper sailing, mate. I'll try and get hold of him.
Scott Mills.
Well, that last bit was a bit of a mess, wasn't it? Our phone lines here at Radio 1 are actually from the early 18th century, so some people are constantly blowing down them at the moment. Like that, trying to clear the lines. So, I'm getting a lot of people saying, you okay, hon? Some people are saying when even the computers realise you're a snake and stop working.
Snake.
Okay. Let's try that again. Hello, Chris Stark.
You're right, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Really
where are you?
Right.
Were you in the sea? Not in the sea, but you on a boat in the sea?
I'm on a boat. I'm on like a sailing boat. Not one of the boats that you go on, not like a yacht or anything, but like
don't
a boat
go on
where
yachts.
You have to do everything yourself.
Okay, it's like, really windy. What sea are you in? What sea?
I don't know what sea I'm in, mate, but I think I'm near Norway.
Well, but you were in Norway 2 days ago. Where are they taking you? Are they just taking you around in circles?
But what I'm looking at right now, it looks like a scene. I've not really seen much of the film, but it sort of looks like Lord of the Rings.
Okay, well, describe what you see. What can you see?
So I can see like these big mountains, and the mountains have these epic looking caves, and we're kind of approaching a very small island where either the festival's happening or it's like another boat to the festival. I'm not entirely sure yet.
How long have you been on the boat?
I've been on the boat 8 hours. So the guy who's with me, who's filming it all, he's been sick 3 times.
Listen how much joy that's brought you. This is Chris and his team who are doing a show for BBC iPlayer about the world's most extreme festivals. You're missing top soft weather here today, mate, in most of the UK.
Yeah, but you're still a snake, aren't you?
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, thanks for changing the jingles as well. I came in today and heard these.
Snake Mills.
what exactly have you been doing? What's your role been on the sailing boat?
Well, I'm currently having a beer, actually, because we're sort of celebrating reaching the final destination.
Right.
The problem is, right,
do some work.
I've tried to look busy because I don't know what I'm doing. They're all doing things called taps and jives, I think.
What's that?
I don't know. But every now and then someone shouts, what do they shout? They shout boom when the sail's like swinging across the boat.
Oh.
I'm a little bit like Steve Redgrave.
Okay, good. All right, well, you and the seaman have fun. Wait there, I'm going to speak to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Scott, how you doing?
Oh, God, this is going so well today. You know when you just need to go back to bed? It's just like, let's write off this day. Matt, are you in London?
I am indeed.
Okay,
indeed.
This is part of a task, this phone call today, is it?
It absolutely is. I've been set with loads of tasks from Santa for the day, and I've got to do all sorts.
So what do you do?
So I'm just in my initial army officer training, and we've just been sent out for the day to do loads of different things.
And one of the things was to get on the radio?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got to choose a song.
You've done it. Well done, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I hope you pass with flying colours.
Absolutely, me too.
Okay. So what's your actual title, please?
Officer Cadet St. Clair.
Okay. So it's pretty hot in London today. No tops off for you, I guess.
Absolutely not. I've got my jacket, my shirt, my tie on. It's all a mess.
Oh,
it's a mess.
You must feel like a right mess.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Let's get on with bangers then. Here's what I've got for you today. You can choose my song, which is this. This is Duke Dumont. Actually a very good summer tune. It's called Ocean Drive.
Yeah.
When it's,
nice,
when it's 30
nice.
Degrees.
Absolutely.
In
Maybe.
London.
We'll see. Yeah.
So that's my song. Chris Stark on a boat somewhere near Norway, yes?
Oh, listen, I've surely won today. I'll be so angry if I'm not. This is my choice today. It's a tune. It's so me. It's the streets. Fit, but you know it. My gosh, don't you know me? Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty tough call, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Yeah. I feel like, considering the weather, it's very hot, very hot indeed. And, well, some recent behaviour from you, Scott. I'm probably going to have to go with Chris on this one.
Snake.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice, bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit, but my gosh, don't you just know it?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Gary in Fife, who is annoyed that the sun isn't on where he is. It's all right, you'll get your turn about 6 p.m. tonight, Gary, I just know it. And then some more rain tomorrow. And Tom's been on saying thunder and lightning right now in Norwich and some flooding, rubbish. Christine and the Queens tilted on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. So last night I did a DJ set on the same huge stage in London that you would have seen Justin Bieber on last weekend. You probably saw the photos online. And where Kings of Leon are playing tonight. It's called British Summertime. Massive stage they've got there in Hyde Park in London. And you know the body coach, Joe Wicks? He was attempting last night to break a world record for the biggest HIIT workout in one place. And it was boiling hot, so everyone was drinking loads of water. But they did do it. The previous record was in America. So imagine I'm playing songs there. The body coach is on stage instructing like 4,000 or 5,000 people maybe. And they're all copying his HIIT moves on the stage. So I was just there playing the tunes. Now, I had to go halfway through playing the songs, which the organisers did know about, but there was a backup DJ planned, but he hadn't arrived. So I had to go. So the organisers say to the producer of my show now, who happens to be with me at the gig, they were like, do you want to do it? And he was like, what, me? Like, but I've... why? And like, I've never DJed in my life. They're like, yeah, but Scott's got to go and the other guy's not turned up, so if you want to, you're on. So he did the rest of the set. Now, Mark, the producer, is a very, very good producer here at Radio 1, but he's never DJed at any point in his life. I had to kind of vaguely show him what to do, and then I was like, okay, I've got to go, bye. Anyway, so I texted him about 40 minutes afterwards when I thought he'd be done, and I was like, how was it? And he was like, that was so much fun. It was amazing. Because basically, he blagged being a DJ at Hyde Park, like London's biggest park, in front of 5,000 people. Never done it before, never seen any equipment like that before in his life. Obviously, here at Radio 1, he doesn't touch that. He doesn't go near the decks. So I'm looking for massive blaggers today. Oh, by the way, there's another extra bit to this. So he was on the tube on the way home, and he had like... he'd borrowed my headphones, so he had my headphones in his hand, a couple of USB sticks, and some girls behind him on the escalator were like, hey, what were you doing? Were you DJing earlier? He was like, yeah, I was the one playing the songs during the body coach. Yeah, that was me. Absolutely loving life. If you've ever massively blagged something like that, like, he never thought when he woke up yesterday morning that he'd be DJing to 5,000 people. Let me know. 81199. I'm looking for serial blaggers.
Scott Mills.
So last night, the producer of this show managed to DJ, blagged it to 5,000 people at Hyde Park in London, and has been mentioning it to everyone today, including every meeting he's been into. Yeah, that was me last night in Hyde Park. Because the klaxon's got off, because I said the word, we're going to speak to loads of these blaggers tomorrow, including the guy that got away with blagging he was the Prince of Norway. That's tomorrow on the show. I've got one here though. Hello, Ross.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, good. You totally blagged it. So you're a Leicester City fan, right? Tell me what happened.
So it was a couple of years ago when we won the Premier League trophy. It was the final home game of the season against Everton, when obviously they get the trophy. And everyone wants his ticket. It's like gold dust. And they sold out within seconds. And true Leicester City fan like myself, I really wanted to go, couldn't get a ticket, so I was thinking, how am I going to get in the ground? So I actually got a job as part of Andrea Bocelli's like stage team, the people who set the stage, because he was singing on the pitch before the game.
Time to say goodbye. Yes. How did you manage to get into his crew? It doesn't matter. You managed to get into the stage crew, then what happened?
Yeah, so I got in there, we were on the pitch, we were there way before kickoff, but we managed to get on the ground. It was coming up to kickoff, we ran on the pitch, took the stage down, ran off the pitch, and then I more or less hid in the...
Radio 1's phone system being rubbish. I've got the rest of his email here. So, managed to get a job as Andrea Bocelli's stage crew. he sang on the pitch before the game. So once he'd set up and removed the stage before the game, he hid in the stadium, managed to watch the whole game. Remember, he's a massive Leicester City fan, from the side of the pitch. Yes, he was thrown out a few times, but was saved when he managed to get his hands on an access all areas pass, which effectively let him watch the game from any part of the ground he liked. Not condoning this behaviour. But it does mean, because he was part of Andrea Bocelli's stage crew, he was pitch side to see Captain Wes Morgan lift the trophy and be part of football history that probably won't be repeated for a very long time. Sorry I had to finish your story, Ross. Our operatives are still trying to find out what's going on with our rubbish phones.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1's Summer
of Festivals.
OK, I've got the Arcade Fire track coming and also Niall's Slow Hands. This is Scott Mills. Greg is with you at 4. Want to come to Festival with us? It's nearly here. It's pretty much almost always a sunny weekend. And this year it moves from the Isle of Wight to Dorset. Two people that really want to go and are going to try and win right now are Emily and Daniel. Emily first, hello.
Hello.
Whereabouts do you live, please?
I live in Dorchester.
Okay, so that's not far, is it?
It's not far at all.
I know that you've been to Festival before. When was that?
That was the year before last.
Okay, you loved it, obviously.
It was amazing.
And here's Daniel. Daniel, you are from New Zealand, right?
I sure am.
So you've never been to a UK festival before?
No, not at the moment.
Until now. What are you doing today, Daniel?
Me, I'm actually out in the garden, pottering around.
Okay, cool. I've not spoken to a Kiwi for ages. It's really nice. Okay, I hope you win, Daniel. I hope you win, Emily. Obviously, that's not going to be possible, but I kind of want that to be the case. So, it's a simple game of playing or not playing for your tickets to Festival this year. If Emily gets it right, then Daniel must also get it right for the game to continue. But if one gets it wrong and one gets it right, obviously the right person gets the tickets. If you both get it wrong in each round, we keep on going. Does that make sense, Emily?
It does indeed.
What about to you, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do this. 5 seconds to answer with playing or not playing. The first answer you give me is your final answer, I'm afraid. Emily first. You okay?
Yes.
Is Jeremy Pritchard playing Festival?
Not playing?
Is that a guess?
Kind of. Yes.
Jeremy Pritchard is from the band Everything Everything, and they are not playing, so you're correct.
Woo!
Delay reaction. Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
You still there?
I am still okay. Here.
Is Joel Samuels playing Festival?
No.
You're saying...
No, he's not playing.
He's not playing, okay. Daniel, I'm afraid that is wrong. Joel Samuels is playing. He's DJ Luck of DJ Luck and MC Neat fame, which means yes, Emily!
Woo, that's amazing!
You will go to Festival again.
That's awesome, thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy. Loving life. Love you, bye.
God, that's amazing. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
I really, really thought I was going to get away with not saying the word again. I can say it now. Amazing. I was doing so well, which means the tickets have gone, so I can say amazing as much as I want. All the tickets for Festival gone for today. I thought that I would get to hand some over to Greg, but that wasn't the case. Right, Nahor and Slow Hands coming up. We were going to speak to people that have totally blagged their way through life, but obviously no time because we had to do the competition. And no time for Real or No Real either, but that'll be on tomorrow with Alice Levine this time.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.